Don't just have an obsession, make it a magnificent obsession. There has never been a better time. Well, hello everybody, Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And I just felt really, really motivated that I wanted to get on and record something today and get it out there onto the airwaves. It's really turned into a beautiful day. As you notice, I'm looking out the window at the moment. If you're hearing this as the podcast, please visualize that I'm looking out the window at the moment. But the sun has come out. It's warmed up. It's actually becoming a very, very beautiful day. And thus, don't just have an obsession. Make it a magnificent obsession. There has never been a better time. I first wrote this as a blog post back in August of 2013. And part of that had to do with the fact that I had traveled to Guatemala with Dr. John Maxwell and a team of other coaches, as we had been invited by that government to come in and help them with the training of the population to help develop leadership, etc. And while I was there, my why, my purpose, my reason for getting up every morning was really personified and brought to light. And from that point on, I've included part of the words magnificent obsession. If anybody were to ask me, what is my why? Well, they would hear the words magnificent obsession in that. And I'm sharing this with you. I'm sharing this with you personally, because deep down within you lies a seed or thought that is seeking to be set free. This seed or thought for some of you has been bothering you because you are so close to the fulfillment of the happiness that it will produce within you. Now, how can I be so bold, you may be saying to yourself. Well, I can be so bold because when you are done with this, hearing this or watching this as a video, some of you are going to change. Indeed, you will know that it's time to set this idea and concept free. And it will indeed free you to pursue that which you are intended to pursue. I remember for years, my mother, God rest her soul, always speaking about a movie. More from her days than my generation. That movie, which starred Rock Hudson and Jane Wyman, was known as Magnificent Obsession. But it wasn't until I was with my mentor, Les Brown, and hearing him mentioning these two words that my heart jumped. And of course, mentioning that I had gone to Guatemala and later on Costa Rica, that it really, really jumped. But these two words jumped in my heart, and suddenly I knew not only what I needed to write about, which I said I wrote about this back in August of 2013, but to share it with you more so as the key to unlocking and defining what will be my destiny for my remaining days. And hopefully some of you will get on board and realize what your destiny is. You realize I'm referring to myself as Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road, because you're just one step away from getting on that journey of your destiny, your destinations, your journey of destinations. Well, the movie was based on the writings of Lloyd C. Douglas, and it was a love story, but much more than a love story. It was an inspirational, but more than just inspirational, it was fulfillment of a dream, fulfillment of dreams, but more than just fulfillment of those dreams. So let me seek to explain here for just a few moments. The principle of this is so very obvious that sometimes we overlook the obvious, and because something else is in front of us, that we may not see the obvious that's right in front of us. And as my mentors, John Maxwell and Paul Martinelli, have said many times, it's difficult to see the picture when you're part of the frame. Having an obsession is one thing, but to have a magnificent obsession takes it to the nth degree. All of a sudden, the sands of the hourglass running out becomes so important because there's work to be done. And this obsession becomes as limitless as the number of stars in the sky. Having a magnificent obsession is the ability to reach out and help others. It's the ability to reach out and share yourself without expecting a reward, a payment, or even a commendation. But there is one more aspect to all of this. Having a magnificent obsession also means that all that you do for the good of others does not need to be broadcast to the world. It's enough to know in your heart that the sharing of yourself, your goods, your services was enough of a reward that your Father in heaven knows about. And after all, isn't that what really matters? This is why it is sometimes hard for someone to have a magnificent obsession, because we as humans tend to seek that exaltation, praise, glory. It matters not if you're a sinner or not. Anyone who chooses can have a magnificent obsession. There are many of you out there who are ready to have a magnificent obsession. There are many of you who, like me, have a servant's heart. There are many of you who long for recognition based upon this servant's attitude, but now I fully realize that I no longer need to anguish over a lack of praise. See, it's not just about money. It's about sharing a part of what you have, an ability to be part of a great cause. Your most precious assets and your greatest of powers that you can and will share are often invisible and intangible. But no one can take them from you, and you alone must and will have to share them. And, oh, by the way, the more you share, the more you will have. So after listening to this or watching this, you will know if this magnificent obsession is ready for you and you ready for it. You'll know if you are ready to give warmth from your heart, cheer, encouragement, hope, honor, credit, applause, good thoughts, love for your fellow man, happiness, and most importantly, your time. Remember that time is the most valuable asset in your life. So as I close from the sharing from the deepest recesses of my heart with you today to encourage you to go out and find your magnificent obsession, I'm today avowing again and am ready for mine. Each and every day I avow again. Those of you that know me know that many times I have been practicing without knowing it. And today, I kick off the training wheels. How about you? Are you ready to kick off the training wheels? Are you ready to go out there and do that magnificent obsession thing that will just surprise so many people and help so many people? So, how about you? How about you? Are you ready? Join me. Go out there. Put magnificent obsession in your life and not just obsession. Well, until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Remember, you're just one step away from the journey of your destinations. It's not just about one destination. It's about your destinations. Don't change your goal. You can always change your plan. Until next time, all the best, God bless, and I'll see you soon.